All right, Ian, let's go. Let's go to TikToks. They don't stop. All right?
Oh, okay. We like that.
Hey, first one this week, Joe Biden's announcement of visitors of extraterrestrial nature. Based on the language that was on the TikTok and the pure clarity of Biden's voice, it appears that that was someone's CGI project. Was that someone's CGI project?
It's trying to soften it so that nobody will be surprised when Bob's going to make an announcement. And if they don't acknowledge that the weather balloons are something alien or something outside of something we can know, not just from China, then it's going to fall on deaf ears. They're setting the narrative to say, there's nothing to see here, there's nothing to see here, there's nothing to see. Oh, except for that. Oh, and except for that. And there's nothing to see here. Oh, except for that. It's kind of like they did in the Area 51 when they was like, oh, it's just a weather balloon. They tried that shit again. Oh, it's just a weather balloon. Then they said, now they're saying, now if you look at drugs, you're like, there's no alien interaction. There's no here.
Okay, I know.
They're setting it up.
Okay, just to step right into that, I'm doing them in order, but I just sent Edmund and Carolyn and Bob from a guy named Representative Jeff Jackson. Based on the description of the words, it appears that the recently three shot down, were they A2 vehicles?
Four.
Alien?
Four were shot down. Yes, they were.
But all four were A2 vehicles?
Yeah, but we don't want to make it. Yeah.
No, they're A2. Not. They're not A2, Bert. They're A2. I thought you were saying B2. A2 is right. Yeah.
They are A2 aliens. Well, come on, Bob. Yeah. You're running this shit.
It's the paranoid aliens. The losing team, all fucked up. Trying to one up the 26-mile-wide fucking UFOs coming for fuck's sake. How do you beat that? They're gonna try Slim Whitman.
It's the Barb Peterson campaign. They're bringing up the rear, Bert.
Yeah. When Biden starts playing Zappa music, that's the day of the conference.
But that goes back to the question I asked you on last Saturday. If these were for the A2 aliens, their technology must be weak that they were able to shoot those things down. That's why I asked.
Well, no. They missed 99 of them.
Because they were smaller than the balloons.
And they have little arms out of them, and they can't expand their little cylindrical things. They don't know what they are, but they're not aliens. Bob has had a very good week. That's why he plays Stevie Nicks. And it's capitulating to everything we want, cause he won, goddammit. He won already. And it's ridiculous. And everybody's starting to know, now they're trying to make up words to say, there's no domicile. We didn't say anything about domicile. There's no domicile. So don't be talking about domicile. What about domicile? Poor Whoopi. Whoopi may have a narrative on her podcast. For Dobbstown, USA, and J.R. Bob Dobbs, and the church, and sub.
And hats off to Charlie. Hope you do well in the market, Charlie.
Charlie! he's quoting Charlie Munger. I should have Berkshire Hathaway, because they're fixing to have a bad week, too. So,
last week.
Now, Charlie's short in the market, so don't worry about it. He'll be all right. If Charlie's trying to save the day, he's good.
Hello, Tucker.
Okay.
Judge and the other girls on there, and Sean Hannity and Mr. Murdoch. They're all sitting there. The whole Fox News is shut down. So listen, what is Bob going to say now?
Well, when Roseanne Barr is running the narrative, you can just fasten your seatbelts, y'all. It's all good. Bob is winning. Bob's having a good day. This is good. We're glad we came together. We didn't have to do this. Fuck y'all. That's what we're trying to say. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. We don't have to do this. But we want to. We want to make ourselves as available as we can. Okay, now here's what's going on. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Bert. This is your
Why you do that? Three words. Okay, cliffhanger. Okay, a little side note. So that means that the dark journalist and Joseph Farrell are peeing in their pants then now.
They tore up from the floor up because there's no way you can connect the dots here. Because at some point, it's kind of like, this doesn't work. At some point, it was some swamp gas. It was some swamp gas that came up out of Area 51. It was some swamp gas. That's what it was. After a little while, this don't work because everything that they're bumping into doesn't apply. Everything goes back to lockdown Bob rule. They don't know what to do about it. Everything goes into FEMA cramps. Everything goes to FEMA cramps. That's the only thing left at this stage of the game. Now, and I can't
Bert, tell people, Joseph, sorry, Joseph Bob. And the dark journalists are, they have to go with their story that it's all a fake invention.
Right.
And they'll, it'll be so hard for them to support that. They'll support what he's always advocating not to do. Don't believe the CIA. Don't talk CIA. He's going to have to support the CIA when they try to say that I'm a fraud. That's where they're going to flip on themselves.
Mm-hmm. On themselves. That's right. He said it on themselves. Because now what's happening is becoming clear, very clear. And you let one...
We better shut the fuck up.
We got things to say. You better ask, Biggin.
Okay.
Because, Susanna's not going to solve this now, just so y'all know.
Don't say anything, Bert. Let I be forced to say shit. You don't need to say anything.
No. We digress.
Okay. Not in order. But, hey, Ian, that was, okay, was that CGI with the shipping containers falling on the ship in that fucking sea?
No! That most certainly goddamn was not. That's what knocked the fucking ship. Wait a minute. Go back. What would make all them containers fall off a goddamn ship in the first place?
Wasn't CGI. I mean, the tech body's controlling our senses now.
No. That's something from the bowels. That Karen is comfortable on Hell Hill because of that ditch where things live that do things. She's comfortable. She likes the inky, misty darkness. She likes that because she can control that. Carolyn likes that because that's within her realm. It's in her wheelhouse. She likes it. So she can do it. That's an example of the tires of the deep. You ain't seen nothing. Hey, honey bunny. Hey, you ain't seen nothing yet. Get Ara. You better drag. When you leave that goddamn forsaken country you in, you better bring Ara with you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mentioned something about something. I remember you years ago saying something that, wait till you see what's coming out of the bottom of the ocean.
Yep.
I remember you saying
that. Yeah. Because wait. There's nothing else in the world that would knock containers off of a container ship like that. There's not like a wind, there's not a wave, it's never happened. And that's happening like all the time. You see? Mm.
Okay, next
it's kinda
TikTok.
It's kinda like Missy Kitt when he said, well, if the world's ending and everything's over, I guess we can eat anything we want.
Okay, was that an alien or was that a person? That TikTok, that
was
a normal person?
That's a normal person. Yeah. Okay. Like, well, if everything's over, I guess we can eat anything we want. We can eat what we want to if everything's over. Wasn't that a nice brooch she had on, though? The ruby red brooch and the pretty hip-hop. She's like, if it's over, if we're fucked up, if we came to sin, we might as well eat whatever we want. Sugar Shack! Go to the Sugar Shack! Let's go to the Sugar Shack. It'll be good.
Okay, Ion, next one. The mystery of the envelope, game over, TikTok. Was that a real authentic little postcard from George Bush Jr. telling everyone that They know everything? That was real?
Good. That's a little bit hot. Did you get that? How did you get that?
I guess it appeared out of the ether.
Okay, stop. Shh. Okay, 1 second. Just put it on pause. Bob. Bobby.
I'm up here entertaining the aliens. They like me.
I know, Bob, listen. We have a little problem. All right. Bert's got insight that we weren't going to let out. I don't know how he got it, but he got it. Okay. At the funeral of George Bush, Prescott Bush's funeral, the envelopes that everybody got,
yeah,
it was from him. And it said that they know everything. Sorry. He spilled the beans. And that's why everybody was having a nervous breakdown at his funeral. We don't know what to do with this because that's not supposed to be out. We're not supposed to give that out. It's not supposed to be available. And yet Bert's brought it up to say, is that right? And we're like, well, fuck, we can't say it's not right. And Jimmy Carter's mad because he didn't get an envelope. he didn't get an envelope. Everybody else got an envelope. And everybody else got
a
breakdown.
When they say they know everything, he's not talking about himself. He's talking about us?
Great question.
Talk about Trump.
That's a good,
Trump.
That's a good question.
That's Bob.
That's a good.
That's the same thing.
So you're saying
that that's George Bush Sr., the father of the president who lost to Clinton. He's the one who sent the stuff, and he was dead, and he sent the letters through the zero.
No. Trump sent the letters, but it was from Bush. Bush gave the Bush counts right. But we can't talk about this. We can't say this stuff. There's no way we can do this.
Well, you got your answer, Bert. On to the next question.
Oh, okay. Well, then, hallelujah.
Okay, Ian.
That was a hell of a funeral. You're going to go out with a bang, I guess.
Okay, Ian, next TikTok, and this is the last one.
Hey, Bert.
Yes.
Did you notice how we answered that, but we didn't say nothing?
Yeah, he danced around. I mean, Bob got it, so it's Bob put his stamp on it.
But we didn't say nothing. May Brussels would be proud. It's the Brussels effect.
Yes.
Like
that's
that.
The Brussels effect? Okay. Hey, all right, next thing, last TikTok. It was one received last Saturday of a guy warning about, you know, something about get your bug out bags ready. And in the background, there was Kim Jong-un in the background. Did North Korea do some type of nuclear test last week?
No comment. They're in negotiations with Dr. Kim Dean presently, so we can't affirm or deny anything regarding those negotiations.
Okay. All right. Okay, Karen's hot.
Did you know that? Karen's really hot. She's hot. Damn.
Okay.
Take a freight train, take a dirt road. She's all about that stuff because it's all good. Here's what we got. We got to have a new, clean form of the. We better not say too much more.
Ryan, that's the third one. Ian, come on now. I have no questions left that will flag you to say those three things that you just started to say and stop. So,
Karen would say, I will literally pay you to abduct me. I will literally pay you to abduct me. That's what Karen would say.
She would say that?
Yes,
she said
that? Yes, she did. I will literally pay you to abduct me. We'll call it a day. No, she's doing good because what's going to happen is the new magnesium is going to be something that you can take. It's going to be amazing, and it's going to be life-changing. It's going to be life-changing. You're going to see. And it's going to help the next step of the ascension process, the hard parts that are coming, because you've been through a little bit. I mean, you're good. You went through basic training, for fuck's sake. You're not a pussy. You can do what you do. I mean, fuck. You got this. But the next step, it takes all those edges off so that you can walk through the storm. The storm is coming. There's a storm coming. You're going to walk through the storm. Now, it's going to be fast, at this stage of the game, because Bob has done up the game now. Bob's on the mark now. He's actually doing what he's supposed to do. However scary, Bob's showing up to the job, so it's the first time ever Bob's ever, first time in history, in 101 years, Bob's had a job. He's actually showing up for work.
So does that mean
I had to take a fucking ferry to work today, Bert. I'd fucking take a bus to take a ferry for fucking, because I refused to drive. And I had no TikTok or any cell phone to look at. Everybody else looking down, I'm looking up. I had a tie on, Bert.
He had brown shoes.
Damn. What?
He had to use Facebook to gain his bearings. He had to use Facebook to gain his bearings of where he was going.
And my hair died a little. My hair was real flat. Just couldn't take
flat,
the shock of the routine.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, and I'm going to go with a question.
Come on.
Two questions. About the OA movements, Ian.
Now see, Bob, now wait. Bob is baiting you. Bob is baiting you. Because he knows what you've been doing. With the wall stuff, and now you're bringing that right up, right, you're bringing it right up to for full forward, you're doing full frontal nudity, so just so you know, you're bleeding right into Bob, because he's been asking about this, and we told him what we can tell him, we don't tell him everything, we know you're good, you do this, it's no problem, but you're asking the question, baiting you right into Bob's town, so that's the second time you've done that tonight.